Luke got Lando settled into one of the Falcon's bunks, while Han and a couple of Card's men busied themselves outside, getting a tow cable attached to the X-Wing. The Falcon's medical package was fairly primitive, but it was up to the task of cleaning and bandaging a blaster burn. A complete healing job would have to wait until they could get him to a Bacta tank, but for the moment he seemed comfortable enough. Leaving R2 and 3PO to watch over him, despite his protestations that he didn't need watching over and, furthermore, had had enough of 3PO, Luke returned to the cockpit just as the ship lifted off. "Any problems with the tow cable?" he asked, sliding into the co-pilot's seat.
"Not so far,"
Han said, leaning forward and looking all around them as the Falcon cleared the trees.
"The extra weight's not bothering us anyway. We should be all right."
"Good. You expecting company?"
"You never know,"
Han said, giving the sky one last look before settling back into his seat and gunning the repulsor lifts.
"Card said there were still a couple of chariots and a few speeder bikes unaccounted for. One of them might have figured that a last-ditch suicide run was better than having to go back to the Grand Admiral and report."
Luke stared at him.
"Grand Admiral?"
he asked carefully. Han's lip twisted.
"Yeah. That's who seems to be running the show now for the Empire."
A cold chill ran up Luke's back.
"I thought we'd accounted for all the Grand Admirals."
"Me too. We must have missed one."
And abruptly, right in the middle of Han's last word, Luke felt a surge of awareness and strength fill him, as if he were waking up from a deep sleep or stepping from a dark room into the light, or suddenly understanding the universe again. The Force was again with him. He took a deep breath, eyes flicking across the control board for the altimeter. Just over 12 kilometers. Card had been right. Those Isla Miri did indeed reinforce one another.
"I don't suppose you got a name," he murmured.
"Card wouldn't give it to me,"
Han said, throwing a curious frown in Luke's direction.
"Maybe we can bargain the use of that Star Cruiser he wants for it. You okay?"
"I'm fine," Luke assured him. It's like being able to see again after having been blind."
Han snorted under his breath.
"Yeah, I know how that is,"
he said wryly.
"I guess you would," Luke looked at him. "I didn't get a chance to say this earlier, but thanks for coming after me."
Han waved it away.
"No charge. And I didn't get a chance to say it earlier."
He glanced at Luke again.
"But you look like something the Prume dragged in."
"My wonderful disguise," Luke told him, touching his face gingerly. "Mara assures me it'll wear off in a few more hours."
"Yeah, Mara," Han said. "You and she seem to be hitting it off pretty well there."
Luke grimaced.
"Don't count on it," he said. "A matter of having a common enemy, that's all. First the Forest, then the Imperials.